The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub. On the other side, you know what that music means. It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTK.com. Yesterday, just real quick, I was talking about the one of the kids I went to see, Jeremiah Young. Jay Young is a top target for Michigan. Question is, at what position? Is he a top target at DB, or is he a top target at CB, at corner, right? He's a guy who we currently have 24/7 Sports ranked in the top 150 as a tailback. I think that his ranking, I don't have anything to do with the rankings, but I think that just as I look at his talent compared to the backs that are ranked ahead of him, a lot of where he's positioned has to do with last year was the first year that everyone saw him. It was like his breakout, his burst onto the scene between injuries and COVID. You just didn't know him. You didn't hear from him his first 2 years in high school. But man, did he hit the ground running literally last year. And so as you see all these schools sort of giving chase as a tailback, you heard me say yesterday, he's really looking at the longevity of the position, longevity of the running back position versus the longevity of the cornerback position, and the check that comes with one position versus the check that comes with the other. So total coincidence, Ira, but before I got with before I got with Jeremiah yesterday, one of the coaches who had been by his school was Steve Klinkscale. Klink was all over this dude, man. I mean, when I say prioritizing, it just, contact within reason, because this is a kid that does not like to be bombarded with contact. Don't text me all the time. Don't call me all the time. I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy that gets fired up because, I woke up to a good morning text from coach. He said, man, you send me a good morning text, I'm going to think you're weird. Like, don't do that. He said, don't do that. You don't have to do that with me. Now, some prospects, Ira, that's important to them. They want to know you're on their mind all the time. Not him. The A&M coach showed up to see him too. The A&M coach who said, I need some help out here. No, you don't, bro. You don't need any help at A&M. You got all the help you need. Trust me. Everyone knows you have all the help that you need. But I also, to preview something else that we have coming up, Terrence Reed got with T yesterday. He, Ira, you know this. I think the fans probably, he just doesn't do many interviews. He is one of the hardest interviews to get, which is surprising because he is so good at it. Like, Terrence Reed is a really good interview. And Terrence Reed, when you talk about his game, he said, the complimentary fashion. He said, I'm used to playing with the big. I did it all AAU season with Mo Cannelly. It's like, we had two bigs. I'm comfortable as the high man and the high low. My three-point shooting has improved significantly. I'm ready to make an impact right away. At four, at five, backing up, line up, whatever you want me to do, I am ready to do it. And so I'm putting in time in the lab right now, working on my perimeter game, or continue to work on my perimeter game so I can be ready to hit the ground running. So if Musa goes, congrats. I'm wishing them the best. If they come back, that's awesome too. It's not like I'm going to play regardless. So I'm not rooting for those guys to go, but if they do, yeah, I'm gonna be ready. Which another thing that's surprising, Ira, this I knew when Michigan jumped into his recruitment that they would have a chance, but that he was leaning elsewhere. I didn't know how strongly he was leaning elsewhere. He really lays it out like Michigan. They had to have an assist just to get him to take the visit. Let's just put it that way. Because he was done. He was done. And but for an assist to get him to take the visit, Terrence Reed would be committed somewhere else. And Michigan would be playing against Terrence Reed. So he went back, told us all the everything that went into it, what he's working on in this game. Talked about the class a lot, talked about Jet. Really got some really good insight from the young fella. And like I said, for him to not do many interviews, it's not because he's not good at it. Because he is a really, really interesting and engaging interview. So be sure to look out for that over on the MichiganInsider.com. In addition to Jeremiah Young, Jeremiah McClellan, saw the number one receiver in the country in the 24 class, Ryan Wingo. And so, he has one brother who went to Arkansas. He has another brother that went to Missouri. His dad went to Michigan State. And they say this kid is the best one in the family. And it's not even close. If that's true, and you watch him on the field, you look at his talent. I mean, he's legit 6. He's a 24, and he's a legit 6'2", like 200 already. He's running a 10-600 meter. I mean, the dude is a freak of an athlete. What I found interesting is that he doesn't know anything about Michigan State. Like, Pop hasn't done anything to recruit him for Michigan State. If there is a childhood, boyhood affinity or tie that's going to affect that recruitment, I think it'll be Arkansas. Yeah, so Trayvon Burks is a good advertisement for this young man, but he's still a ways out from making a decision. And that's another one that spoke very highly of his connection with Jay Harbaugh. Man, Jay's putting it. Michigan is trying to do work in St. Louis. It is very clearly a priority now. And Jay Harbaugh is spearheading that campaign. That is clear. You will pick up on that as we start to roll out the content from that leg of this tour that I'm on, which picks up in Chicago, going to be hitting a few, be home for the work week next week before I hit the road again after that. And so we got a lot more to come. Bryce is back home. Finally made a lot of great stops down through northern Florida and into Atlanta. We got a lot more to come over on the MichiganInsider.com, so be sure to check it out. Listen, are you renovating your kitchen? How about your bathroom? Maybe you're getting new doors and windows. Some of you are putting up a deck. In pole barn for others. You know what? LC Lumber is the place to go for all of those needs because they are where the home begins. So you hear Chelsea Lumber, you think Michigan's oldest and largest lumber yard. True. Serving customers for over 100 years. That is correct. But that is not all. Because when you go inside Chelsea Lumber and you see all of the departments from kitchen and bath, windows and doors, flooring, roofing, any needs that you have, any renovation needs that you have with your home or building your home from scratch, you can meet all of those needs at Chelsea Lumber, where the home begins. Three locations to serve you in Chelsea, Saline, and Bridgewater. You can find them online at ChelseaLumber.com. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.